Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 62, verse 10. If your wealth increases, don't make it the center of your life. The issue of wealth often comes up in the Bible. Psalm 112 gives an attractive picture of the person who follows the Lord. Such a person takes delight in the Lord's commands, and even in the darkness, the light shines for them. They're also described as wealthy and at the same time generous and compassionate. Everything that we have is a gift from God, so whatever we have should be a cause for rejoicing, whether it's great or little. The challenge comes when wealth increases, because possessions are always greedy for our attention. They want to become the main focus of our lives, and that's when the rot sets in. Only God deserves that place, and that's exactly what our verse today is warning us about. We should ensure that wealth never takes center stage in our lives. The book of Proverbs is wonderfully helpful on the subject of wealth. It often warns against the dangers of idleness and applauds hard work. It recognizes that it often leads to wealth. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 4 puts the situation bluntly. Lazy people are soon poor. Hard workers get rich. At the same time, the writer often speaks about the importance of generosity. It isn't God's desire that we should build up huge resources for ourselves and neglect the poor. Proverbs also acknowledges that the accumulation of wealth can be exhausting, so we should make sure that we don't overdo it. In Proverbs chapter 23, he writes, "Don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be wise enough to know when to quit. In the blink of an eye, wealth disappears, for it will sprout wings and fly away like an eagle." What wise words those are. Money comes and goes, so we would be foolish to focus all our attention on it. The point is clear. Whether you have much or little, thank God for what you have and ensure that you make him the permanent center of your life and not money or anything else which has a limited shelf life. So let me ask you the big question. What is at the center of your life? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the resources that you've given to us. Help us to use them to bring blessing to you and to those around us. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.